Hello, and welcome to the Trap and Chat podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. If I sound a little bit not like myself tonight, reason being, it's going to be, I haven't had Five Guys in over a year. And Rach and I decided to splurge. I know, Donka. Daddy's doing a podcast. Mine is sleeping. I want attention. Get your ass down here. I'll pick you up. All right. So, with the Five Guys. And, I was eating. I was feeling, it was feeling heavy in my stomach, even as I was putting it into my stomach. And, lo and behold, I'm percolating as we're driving back. And it's made a quick progress for me. I think Five Guys is off my list. Never say never, but there, you see. It's going through me. So today, a little bit of a news day. I mentioned this on the blog side. I really didn't give much of my opinion to it, but Paizo made an announcement. It's hidden in there. Help Paizo celebrate Kingmaker's 10th anniversary. Now, Kingmaker was one of their earlier adventure paths. It's about 10 years old. If it was 10 years old, I wonder, was that? Yeah, I guess it was. It wasn't 3.5. It was Pathfinder. In any case, Paizo is working with a site called Game on Tabletop. It's like Kickstarter. It's a crowdfunding platform. How effective is it? Does about the same traffic, more or less, as my blog does. Which is to say, if you're a crowdfunding platform, that's really not enough traffic. But I guess Paizo will bring them traffic. So, who knows? Maybe they are friends with people there. So that's going to bring Kingmaker, the adventure path, to Pathfinder 2E. All right. Finally, though, this is quoting here. Finally, we'll add a hardcover Kingmaker bestiary for 5E. Developed in conjunction with industry leaders and third-party 5e publishing, allowing players of the current edition of the world's oldest RPG the chance to experience the rich and detailed storylines that have made the Kingmaker adventure path a fan favorite for a decade. All right. Now, we all remember that Pathfinder First Edition, was a response to D&D 4E. So what they basically did is they cranked a D&D 3.5 using the OGL. It's like a 3.75. It's Pathfinder, and it was theoretically backwards compatible to what was before it. What I find very interesting is that they are now going to support 5E, Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition, which replaced 4th edition, and 5e's been well-received within the hobby. So now this is like a little trial run here. But it's interesting. That's almost like if Wizards of the Coast was going to publish Pathfinder-compatible products. I wouldn't see it happening. Now, is this hedging the bets? Starfinder Basic Box, I've seen pictures popping up online. It's in hobby stores now. I'm actually tempted to pick it up because I think the Pathfinder Beginner Box was one of the better RPG products ever released. Certainly the best from Paizo. I expect Starfinder Beginner Box would be good too. But I don't think the Starfinder system ever really found the market share that they were expecting it to. Could it be that they're going to start releasing their adventure pass for 5e after this? Wouldn't that be interesting? They're going to say, you know, it's not like other companies don't support multiple systems. Frogger Games, for the longest time, was supporting Pathfinder 5e and their own Swords of Wizardry. Now, for the most part, Pathfinder 1e is passé, but we're looking at 5e and Swords and Wizardry supported by Frog God Games. So could you see Paizo perhaps supporting Pathfinder 2e and 5e? And if you're going to do that, why not support Pathfinder First Edition? That's where your market is, a good portion of your market is staying. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that could be read into that, but it's really strange to see Paizo supporting 5th edition. Like I said, I see it. I think it's a trial, and I suspect it is a sign that they have been losing market share, and perhaps they don't have as much faith in the 2nd edition of Pathfinder as I'd like us to believe. Because, you know, Pathfinder 2.0 is reaction to the success of 5e. And if your reaction to the success of 5e is now to support 5e, doesn't say much about your own second edition, does it? So just things to ponder. On the home front, renovations are continuing at the Casa de Tancar. Remember, Cinco de Mayo is tomorrow. They're working through the weekend. So it could be that all this shit gets done, flooring put in. Like they're in the painting stages now. But maybe flooring will get put in midweek and we'll be over and done. I don't know. We shall see. I find it very interesting and stressful. And tiring. Oh, God. I'm not getting the sleep I used to. Not this past week. So, folks, tell me what you think. Why would Paizo you're supporting the 5th edition of D&D. What does that mean? It could mean nothing. It could mean a huge lot of something. So give me your thoughts. Give me your opinions. You can use the Anchor app. You can email me at tenkars.tavern@gmail.com. And I'll read your email online. Not if it's too long, though. If it's too long, I'll have to abbreviate it. I hated that shit. Not going to see, oh, Jesus, not going to say which podcast I used to listen to would just read emails. Hot Tub Time Machine. Did I say that out loud? I don't know what I'm talking about. In any case, keep them short. God bless. Roll your dice well. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. I think I got to run back to the restroom, the Tenkar, after all this. God help me. No more Five Guys. Later, folks.